Moving on now, the US Army has pulled nearly all of its personnel out of Saudi Arabia, where they have been assisting the kingdom with its deadly war on Yemen. A US Navy spokesman in Bahrain says only a few American military advisors will remain in Saudi Arabia to help the country with its air raids. However, a Pentagon spokesman says the withdrawal doesn't diminish US commitment to Saudi operations in Yemen. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has urged US Secretary of State John Kerry to raise concerns about serious and repeated violations of the laws of war by Riyadh in Yemen. Kerry is expected to visit Saudi Arabia within the next few days. The HRW has called on him to press the kingdom and its allies to end unlawful airstrikes or risk losing U.S. sales of munitions and arms. Well, for more on this, let's go to Norway and talk to John Stepling, author and commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Stepling, the fact that the U.S. has admitted to its participation in the Yemen war, how likely can Yemen take legal action against the United States?
Well, legal action, I have no idea, really. But it seems as though there is a kind of shift going on. You have to look at the history of the last 15 years, say, in this entire region, the Middle East. The terror groups, Islamic State and so forth, were at least shaped in part by U.S. intelligence, Israeli intelligence, and Saudi funding, if not intelligence. The war against the Houthi separatists in Yemen has resulted now in a humanitarian crisis in Yemen. I mean, 60% of Yemeni children are malnourished, according to the last report. The Saudis using U.S.-made weapons, U.S.-supplied weapons, have destroyed hospitals, a school for the blind recently. I mean, it's just horrific. And so the perception in the U.S., there is suddenly a lot of pointing fingers at Saudi Arabia, and I don't know what this signals. But there is a perceptual shift, at least, against the Saudis that has escalated. The reasons for this, I don't know. I mentioned last time I spoke with you that a regime change in Saudi Arabia is not that far-fetched. And perhaps that's true. But, you know, the U.S. is complicit in every conflict in this region. And the ultimate goal is reshaping Western Asia and the Middle East. And this is a small part of it. So, you know, they're certainly complicit in all the war crimes, and there are a great many war crimes in Yemen.
Right, and of course, we have the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry about to visit Saudi Arabia to somehow raise awareness about Riyadh's violation of human rights and the laws of war. But the question is, will Saudi Arabia listen, or is this just another political gesture between the two allies?
Well, whenever you ask that question, the answer is always, it's always a political gesture. But I think that, you know, there is no greater market for U.S. weapons than Saudi Arabia, unless it's maybe Israel. So these conflicts, ultimately, the U.S. has no interest in ending conflict. They have a vested interest in perpetuating conflict. Wherever it is, and certainly here, the question is more that the Houthis represent a kind of interesting ideological anomaly in this region, I guess is how I might describe it. But you are going to see if this conflict, I mean, Yemen is being destroyed, the infrastructure is in ruins. So you are going to see an uptick in Wahhabi extremists in Yemen now, and how that plays out, I have no idea. But instability, you have to remember, instability is part of the goal of U.S. geopolitical schemes, always.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Many thanks to John Stepling, author and commentator from Norway.